From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. The Portland Hearts of Pine Soccer Club today unveiled plans to build a new $50 million stadium in the city's West End. Club officials say after 3 years of sold-out games, thousands on the waiting list for season tickets, and a new women's team on the way, the time is right for a new permanent home. Michael Livingston reports.
As airplanes prepare to land nearby at the Portland Jetport, they fly over what could become the new epicenter of soccer in Maine. The 8-acre parcel of land which juts into the Four River from the southwest corner of the Portland Peninsula is an industrial zone. It's currently the site of a 40,000-ton pile of coal owned by Sprague Energy Company, which the city has ordered to be removed. After evaluating 14 other sites in the greater Portland area, club officials say they entered into an agreement to acquire the waterfront property for an undisclosed price.
Cassidy Point quickly rose to the top of our list.
Jonathan Cully is a real estate developer and founding partner of the Hearts, who spoke to reporters at a press conference Tuesday.
This site's been largely used for fossil fuel storage for most of the past century. And so with the coal storage use now banned by the city of Portland, Sprague began looking for an owner to re-envision Cassidy Point for the next generation.
Cully and other club officials say the new stadium could seat between 9 and 11,000 people compared to the 6,000 seats at the city-owned Fitzpatrick Stadium. But Hearts of Pine president Kevin Scholl says the project will offer more than just a bigger stadium. It's about transforming the parcel into a new community-centered recreation area.
All of this represents a massive private investment in the city's future. It'll create jobs, economic activity, and it'll give us a permanent home that our supporters can rally around for decades.
The Portland Hearts of Pine is Maine's only professional soccer club. Soon after being named an official USL League One expansion team in 2023, the team gained a dedicated following. Every one of the club's games since last year's inaugural season has sold out, and nearly 8,000 people are on the wait list for season tickets. Earlier this year, the club announced a USL Women's League team, which is set to play its first game next year. Club founder and former Falmouth High School player Gabe Hoffman-Johnson says he never could have anticipated the speed of the club's growth and popularity.
Fast forward 3 years, we've put Maine firmly on the American soccer map. From being named America's buzziest new soccer team, sports center features, and jerseys shipped to all 50 states and around the world.
The club hopes work on the new stadium will break ground next year and be privately financed. But first, it will require multiple permits from the city. Cully says the process will give residents the opportunity to voice opinions on the design and planning of the project. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Michael Livingston.
The stepfather of a 4-year-old Lewiston boy who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound last year has pleaded guilty to manslaughter and endangering the welfare of a child. Robert McCoy entered his plea yesterday in Androscoggin County Superior Court. McCoy had previously pleaded not guilty. A criminal complaint found that McCoy failed to store or keep a loaded firearm out of reach of his stepson, Jasper Smith. After Smith's death, extended family members said they contacted state Child Protective Services multiple times with concerns about the safety of children in the household. Maine and a coalition of more than 20 states are suing the Trump administration over changes to a social safety net program they say will give the government unlawful access to sensitive personal information, including immigration status. Ari Snyder reports.
In a lawsuit filed in federal court in Washington, D.C. on Monday, the states argued the administration overstepped its authority when it rolled out new information sharing rules for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, or TANF. They say the rules would give federal agencies, including ICE, access to recipients' immigration status, addresses, and social security numbers. In a notice announcing the changes, the administration said they're aimed at ensuring compliance with, quote, TANF program requirements. But in a written statement on Monday, New Jersey's attorney general accused the administration of turning the program into, quote, a tool for harassing immigrants. Maine has joined dozens of similar lawsuits against the Trump administration over the last year and a half. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The state of Maine is partnering with the University of New England to expand community health initiatives through a $12 million grant from the state's Rural Health Transformation Program. Karen Lapping is the director of the Center for Public Health Practice at UNE. She says the funding will support two priorities, increasing the number of community health workers and advancing evidence-based practices.
Especially since Maine is a state that is so profoundly rural for the most part with our population, we're hoping that this initiative can lift the entire health system of the state.
Lapping says the funding will be used for new projects and previous ones that showed promise, including a hospital-to-home program that helps prevent rehospitalization among older patients. And Hannaford Supermarkets is embarking on a pilot project with the Gulf of Maine Research Institute to map the vulnerabilities of two of its coastal stores to climate change. It's the first time that Hannaford has evaluated how sea level rise and coastal flooding will affect its operations and ability to serve the community, says Peter Forrester, VP of Merchandising at Hannaford.
Will it get in the store? What does that mean? Will it get in the parking lot? And will it hit surrounding roads? Will that impact customers, associates being able to come to the store?
A sea level rise study done by GMRI for the city of South Portland showed water in and around the Mill Creek store, which is adjacent to a small cove. Forrester says this store and one on Forest Avenue in Portland will serve as pilots because they're likely the most vulnerable. GMRI scientists will measure the elevation of each store's critical infrastructure to flooding and other extreme weather events. Other stores could get the same treatment in the future if the pilot is successful. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Red Cross and a worsening blood shortage here in Maine. I'm Nicole Ugrisco. Thanks for listening.